Britain, new research analyzing the DNA of people who died from the bubonic plague and people who survived it finds that the biggest mortality event in human history influenced the way our immune systems evolved. The genes that helped people survive the Black Death nearly 700 years ago are today linked to autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease. And here to tell us more is one of the authors of the paper, Luis Barrero, professor in the section of genetic medicine and chair of the Committee on Genetics, Genomics, and Systems Biology at the University of Chicago. Luis, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you analyzed DNA from people who were around like 700 years ago. How does that work?
Yeah, so that was work done in close collaboration with Dr. Hendrik Poynar from McMaster University, who is an expert in ancient DNA. And the way it works, it's simply to be able to access genetic material from human remains. So in this particular case, were human remains buried in three London cemeteries. So the DNA was derived from about 300 skeletons. From people that lived either before the Black Death, people that died from the Black Death, and people that lived, a couple of generations afterwards. So, practically speaking, the way it works usually is that we extract DNA from teeth. So we just, break it down the teeth and try to obtain, those ancient DNA materials.
And Luis, in your research, you found four genes that had a big role in determining whether someone survived or died from the plague. Tell us more about these genes and the role they played in surviving or dying the Black Death.
Yes, that's right. So we surveyed, a panel of about 350 genes, and when we start looking at signatures of natural selection that will basically allow us to determine if some genetic variants were protective against the Black Death, we boil it down to four particular genes and genetic variants. So these genes are involved in a variety of immune processes. One gene that we studied in further detail, it's a gene called ERAP2. So this is an aminopeptidase. What it does is that once we get infected with, say, a bacteria, like Yersinia pestis, the agent that caused the Black Death, this gene is going to be involved in cutting in small pieces the proteins that are encoded by the bacteria, and then allowing our immune cells to present those small pieces at their surface as some sort of an alert system that an infection is going on. So it's a way to call and alert other immune cells that there's an infection, and that will lead to a strong immune response against the pathogen.
So these, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what we know that it occurs in the general population is that not everyone is able to perform this function. So there's a particular genetic variant in the genome that makes that some individuals have a functional version of these proteins, of this protein in particular, and other individuals have a non-functional version. So what we see in this paper is that having a functional version of ERAP2 was protective during the Black Death.
And so that is what inevitably evolves with the rest of us as we move on from this pandemic of the 14th century. And today, one of the genes that protected people during the bubonic plague is associated with autoimmune disease. Luis, tell us more about this.
Yeah, so that's right. So that was, somewhat, a surprise, an unexpected result that came out from the study was the realization that this same variant that I was just telling you about, for example, in ERAP2, that protected, that we predict to have been protective against Yersinia pestis during the Black Death, it coincides with the same genetic variant that today increases the risk for Crohn's disease, an autoimmune disorder. So we speculate that what happens is that, depending on context, certain genetic variants might be beneficial or detrimental. So in the context, for example, of trying to fight an infectious agent like Yersinia pestis, we probably want to have a very robust and strong immune response against the pathogen to try to kill it. In contrast, in the context of an autoimmune disorder, what happens is that our immune system is responding against our own cells. And in that case, having a strong response is going to be actually detrimental and is going to increase the risk of severe symptoms. So there's some sort of a trade-off between protection against infectious diseases and increased risk for inflammatory and autoimmune disorders.
Luis Barrero, our guest, professor of genetic medicine and chair of the Committee on Genetics, Genomics, and Systems Biology at the University of Chicago. So would you study the Black Death and killed, what, 50% of Europe's population in less than 5 years? Have other plagues throughout history had this kind of impact on our evolution, Luis?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the impact in evolution. We have not studied that specifically, but the Yersinia pestis, the agent that caused the Black Death, was associated with multiple pandemics. So not just so the one that we that that is the most known is the Black Death. So that was the second pandemic from Yersinia pestis, but there's other pandemics like the Justinian plague from 541 to 750 was the first pandemic associated with Yersinia pestis, and then more recently in the 18th century there's a third plague pandemic that also killed millions of people. I mean, to be honest, and though most people probably don't realize that Yersinia pestis, the bacteria, it's still circulating, and you know, every year, even in the US, there's still people that die from Yersinia pestis. Of course, the numbers are very small as compared to these large pandemics in the past, but it's not as if the bacteria completely disappeared. In certain areas of the globe, like Brazil, Peru, Madagascar, there's still a fair amount of cases every year that are reported.
Yeah, and when your research into the Black Death, and as I mentioned, it was devastating, killing up to half of Europe's population over a span of just 5 years. Was it the scope or the sheer scale that caused this evolutionary, that influenced the evolution of our immune systems? Or was it how was it that, you know, we've evolved this way as a result of this pandemic?
Yeah, so I think it was definitely the scale of it that allows us to see evolution in such a short time window, right? So when we think about recent evolution and natural selection, we tend to think in the scales of thousands and thousands of years. So here we are talking about evolution in a scale of, you know, a few generations. So the only way that we can see such a signature is if we are in a situation that, you know, a large fraction of the population dies of a particular disease. And not only that there must be genetic variants that increase significant protection against that same disease.
Well, it's impossible not to think of the COVID-19 pandemic and what this may portend, but then I also think of the advent of modern medicine and what vaccines have meant to our safety and survival in the midst of a pandemic. So in your role as a professor in a section of genetic medicine and at the University of Chicago, do you see COVID-19 changing, our genetics?
Yeah, that's a great question that, of course, I get a lot and for obvious reasons. But it's so I think that it's unlikely that we will see some similar effects as the ones we saw for the Black Death for at least a couple of reasons. Like first, of course, we went through what we went through in the past 3 years was hard for everyone. And, you know, a lot of people died. But it remains also the case that the mortality rates associated with COVID-19 are, orders of magnitude smaller than what we saw, you know, the 50% mortality rate during the Black Death. So that's a huge difference in terms of a selective pressure. Second, and probably even more importantly, most people that die from COVID-19 tend to be elderly people. So after reproductive age. So from the moment that you already have kids, you already transmitted your genes to the next generation. And therefore, even if you die, that's still not going to be seen by natural selection. So this is not to say that they're not going to have an impact, but it's definitely going to be, for it to have an impact, it will be over many, many, many years if the disease keeps impacting human populations.
Fascinating research. And Luis Barrero, thank you so much for sharing it with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Luis Barrero, professor in the section of genetic medicine and chair of the Committee on Genetics, Genomics, and Systems Biology at the University of Chicago, talking to us about his recent study finding that the Black Death played a part in our immune system's evolution. Join us tomorrow for Central Time as we take you to Wakanda. We're delving into the Marvel Universe with a return of the Black Panther to the big screen and a cultural movement that transcends comic books. That's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.